Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Quit misspelling it. It's G-A-H-L-A-Y. Golly. Stupid.
9.
I gambled on sports for years, lost a lot of money. Now I get my thrills taking laxative and sleeping pills at the same time.
Paige.
I'm watching less and less television, and the friends that I know who don't watch TV seem to be happier people.
Fat Boy.
Look, if you're about to announce on social media that your family's expanding, hang on a second. Pump the brakes. Might want to make sure that's going to work out first.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
I've already forwarded this to Jimmy, so those listening would not think that this is some kind of bit. This is very serious. I had to send this to the legal department to even make sure I could even talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got this email. Do you ever check your spam folder to, like, see if maybe something got tagged spam that shouldn't have been?
Mm-hmm.
You do, really?
Every once in a while.
I do that about once every couple of days. I'll go through and make sure that, because sometimes if it's a big file, it'll get tagged spam or whatever. All right. The subject was important, so I was like, well, maybe I should open it.
Yeah.
The return address was from Jade16 at Elite Hackers. Okay? So here's...
Go back.
Huh?
I would have went back.
Well...
Unopened.
Hi there. This is the email. Hi there. The last time you visited a porn website with teenagers, you downloaded and installed the virus that I developed. My program has turned on your cam and recorded the act of you masturbating. My software also downloaded all your email contact lists, as well as all your friends on Facebook. I have the MP4 with you blanking off, as well as a file with all your contacts on my computer. You're very perverted. If you want me to delete both these files and keep the secret, you must send me Bitcoin payment within 72 hours. And then they give me the email address. They want me to send them $2,000 in Bitcoin. So they don't release the picture of me looking at pornography.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to send them money?
Look at it. So it goes on. Do not try to cheat me. As soon as you open this email, I will know you opened it, and I am tracking all your actions on your device. If you choose to not send the Bitcoin, I will send your masturbation video to all your friends and associates.
No, not the associates.
Uh-oh.
You ain't got that much Bitcoin.
I don't. Good gracious.
Lucky it's not ransomware.
So listen, it goes on. You can visit I'm going to read it as it says.
Yeah.
You can visit police, but nobody can help you. I know what I'm doing. I don't live in your country, and I know how to stay anonymous. Do not try to deceive me. I will know immediately, and I will tell everyone. If you do not do this, I will send this ugly vid to everyone you know, including your family members.
So what are you going to do, Matthew?
No,
signed, Anonymous Hacker.
Well, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
Hey, let's talk about this video I just got.
Where's the video camera at? I always do it in the bathroom.
Your phone's in there.
No, it's not. I do it all from memory.
Okay.
I don't need videos.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Clearly, this is not a real thing.
Unless you're outside walking down the street doing it in the parking lot.
No, it's obviously a bot or what, or maybe it's a real hacker. Like, the thing is on my, I don't use any accessories when it comes to any of that. Mm-hmm. I don't do that, really. I'm not kidding you. Why is that hard to believe?
It isn't.
Well, Paige just looked at me and rolled her eyes.
I'm just listening to what you have to say. I mean, I think it's shocking that somebody would say that. They have a video.
Because what they're counting on is that some big dummy opens that email who does that a lot.
Big dummy.
And then they're like,
holy crap. Oh, no.
People at church are going to know what I do on my
phone.
People
at the church.
My goodness.
These are international hackers.
It's one of those where you're like, man, I don't know many people ain't seen me naked. Can I get a copy of that? And I'll show it myself.
How do I look on it? I want to know maybe it makes me look okay.
Yeah.
Like, it was my legs setting up in the chair like this?
Maybe. I don't think that's a good pose.
Does it look like it was directing a choir?
That's so pretty.
Take your pants off and do it again. I'll tell you if it looks good.
P1 Concrete said you're lying because everybody uses their phone.
I really don't.
I don't either. I don't have to.
I mean, I really don't.
I mean, I've seen enough at this point to where I can do
I don't that. Ever, not to be graphic, I don't ever,
I've
like,
seen it all.
I don't ever, like, sit down and say, all right, time to do this. Like, you, if it ever happens, it's because I'm in a mood and nothing, you know, no availability. This is absurd.
It is.
I'm being extorted.
That is scary.
And they won't even, like, they keep calling me perverted.
Well, that's
do not try to cheat me. I will tell all your friends and associates.
Yeah.
I wonder how much money they've really gotten off that.
Oh, I don't know. See, old people don't know what Bitcoin is, and they're the ones who usually get scammed the most.
Look. They send you a link. It said, hold on. It says, if you do not have Bitcoin, copy and paste the link above. It will show you how to do it. Yeah, to buy Bitcoin, $2,000.
Oh, my God. Man, they'll talk people into going to buying gift cards and giving them the number.
I'm telling you, that is a great scheme because so many people, I bet you, so many people have sent them so much Bitcoin.
I bet they did get a lot. Way more than you would think. Like, way, way more than you would imagine.
Yeah.
Way more than they should.
Don't people, okay, that's very telling, because don't they kind of stop and say, well, I'm not on video. I know I'm not on video. I'm okay. Or they're like, I'm on a lot of videos. How would this person get it?
Well, here, so do this right now. If you're not driving, take your camera. If you use your phone, take your camera and do a selfie. And like, lay back in the chair, whatever your mode is that you're watching the video. You can't see anything.
No.
I could be watching, like, a really thrilling basketball game. Oh, my God. Ah, Zion Williams. Ah.
Yeah. Usually it would be sitting over here to the side.
Yeah.
Kind of at this angle. And you just, like, what, the very top of my, a little bit of my head hair, maybe?
Mm-hmm. I would just claim, no, I was doing an Undertaker impression. That's why my eyes were rolling back in my head. Oh.
You're pretending like you're from Gaffney.
I was walking through Mad World. I was scared. Oh.
Wow.
You couldn't tell what I was up to.
You have no idea. You can't see my face. I mean, that's all you can see is my face.
Yeah, you can't see anything below the face. You can't even see the neckline. It's just like the top half of the face only.
It was like half a head with glasses on.
So do you think if in the event that this hacker sent it to your associates, do you think that would hinder or help your career?
Well, at this point, anything will help. No, it's obviously a scam because it went to my spam folder. But again, you know right now somebody, we all know somebody that would totally get worked by that and would figure out how to buy Bitcoin and send them $2,000 worth.
You got to mine it. You can't buy it.
I'm putting it in the terms that most people know.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know what Bitcoin is.
They're going to sit here, oh, I got to mine Bitcoin. It's almost impossible. Yeah. I'd say just go ahead and release the videos. How do you know I haven't told them already?
See, that'll be the new way that people, like, if you knew, like, an associate that was, like, cheating on their wife or something, send them an anonymous email and say, I got video of you over at Pete's Drive-In the other night.
Yeah.
Have a little half and half and a little this and that. With Felicia, she's back.
Yeah.
Felicia's back. She's back on the scene. She moved back down here from Concord. And I got video of you. Send me 2,000 Bitcoin, or I'll tell all your members, your family, and associates.
God, people don't even think.
According to Business Insider, man, ransomware hackers get paid off by about 0.5% of people they try to get to an average of about $3,000 a day.
That's not a bad, maybe that's what the photographer guy was doing as a job now.
Costs them about $6,000 a month to run the scheme, so they're bringing in, no, that's $3,000 a day.
Oh, a day, okay.
So 84 grand 90. A month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they take Sundays off?
84 grand a month after the $5,900 in expenses.
They don't do. So what country, or is it Nigeria?
I don't think so. I think it's mainly, dude, I think a lot of it's out of the Ukraine now. I really do.
Why?
It just seems to be.
Why is that the, I mean,
some
that,
stuff I've seen firsthand was out of the Ukraine, yeah.
I assume, like, when it, this, I mean, this is, I guess, the news or whatever, but when I think of, like, scams on the internet, I think of Nigeria, number one, and then I think, like, Asia for some reason. I don't know. Sorry, folks. It just in my head, I think you guys know technology better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're always saying, look, the government's not going to call you asking for money. That's always on the news.
Yeah.
I'll send you a letter. Mm-hmm. Stuff happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like, I tried to pay my car taxes the other day, and I didn't have the actual bill on me. So I Google Greenville County car taxes. And there's three ads on Google that show up. They're ads, right? They're sponsored to the top. They're not even real. They're not even the real. So you would go in there, log in with your social or the VIN number or whatever, and put all that onto some computer. It ain't even the real damn tax.
Good job, Google.
I know. I'm 43 and I can barely figure that out. Imagine like older people for real.
Good looking out for us, Google.
Golly, bum. Yahoo would never do that to us. So anyway, what do we learn from all that? Put a piece of tape over your face.
Yeah, delete.
Wear a mask while you masturbate. Go ahead, Paige.
Delete all your pictures from your phone so they won't get those.
Well, if they're watching it live, though, I mean, what do you do? Well, they can turn it on at any time. You give them access when you download the app.
Well, they'll have the video of you live, and then they'll have reference points of you doing other things. So
yeah.
I'd make it so awful they'd never want to watch anybody do it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what P1 Hot Rod from North Carolina said. He almost had the same scam as Matt Man. He's told him he was broke and didn't have any money.
Yeah.
And somebody else texted in. I'd say I really don't give a blank. If you want to see it in person, come over. That's what you say. Why don't you come over and video it yourself? Get a much better video.
Yeah, if it's just my face, I would just tell him I was on Thunder Road at Carowinds.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
In the meantime, and speaking of the 80s even, because I was thinking of a transition there, this seems like something out of an 80s movie. This well that they found, and it was the Norwegian officials found this well. As a
beluga whale, right?
Yeah, did you see it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, damn it. I can't ever come to the table with something ain't nobody heard about yet.
Yeah, I get up early and read news on the commode for 30 minutes.
All right. Well, this is good, then. You don't have to go look it up now. So Norwegian, basically like the Norwegian army or navy, I guess it would be, there was this beluga whale, big old white whale. It was rubbing up against the boat, and there was something rubbing up against it, you know, other than the body of the whale. And these whales, typically, a lot of the fishermen would keep a lot of scrap fish because they're fun to feed, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
The beluga whales, they'll come up and, you know, like you're at a zoo almost. So they feel something rub the boat. They get down there and look. This sucker's got a harness wrapped around its top of its head and goes down the back of its body and then around the bottom of its stomach area.
Mm-hmm.
And it says on the attachment there, equipment St. Petersburg. So they believe that this is an escaped beluga whale from a Russian military facility where they had used the whale as a underwater spy. No joke.
Wow.
I believe it.
It didn't have a camera on it, but it said that it was the mount was there for an action camera. Of course, St. Petersburg, Mother Russia. And this is causing a bunch of people around the world to talk about this whole thing, about like, what the hell is Russia doing?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that
weaponizing nature now. Mm-hmm. Well, not now. It's been done for a long, long time, but now with whales.
Yeah, and beluga whales are, I mean, they seem pretty common. Big, friendly-looking things.
Beluga.
That's kind of cute faces on.
A beluga, that's also a kind of, what's the eggs? Fish eggs. Oh, caviar.
Yeah.
Beluga caviar.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah. So, this is almost like what the stuff Hitler was doing.
It's very similar to something. I mean, Hitler would love this idea.
He would love this, Hitler would. Weaponizing nature. Like, and you know, at first when I read it, I was like, I'm shocked it wasn't a dolphin, because dolphins, not even thinking Aquaman here in the movies, but like the way they do their whatever that is, it like vibrates for miles and it hits and then it comes back to them in a vibration. So that's how they can see miles away, because they can't see it, but the vibrations tell them what's around them for miles. Mm-hmm. So they keep away from predators, and I wish I had that kind of crap.
Man, I don't know how they train police dogs to do what they do. So this has got to be more complex.
Maybe. I don't know.
I believe it. Russia, it's evil, Russia's going to do it.
Whales seem like they travel a lot. Like they cover great distances, so it could be very useful in that sense. But you'd rather have it on like a sperm whale, something that is literally all in every ocean all over the world.
You're saying a beluga sticks out?
No, I'm saying they're mainly in the colder water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, near the poles and stuff.
But maybe
so
they were.
So is Russia going to spy on themselves? Well, no, that's where they are.
I would think that they're using it to see what's coming near their border.
Yeah. Maybe that's why they don't want to spy worldwide. They just want to spy near where they are. That's why they use the whale that's native to right there.
There was a movie when I was a kid, and it was about. It was showing like some country had weaponized, and it was a fun-loving kind of cartoon, or not even a cartoon, it was a movie. But it was some other country had weaponized flies, and so they showed the movie, I think it was called Spy Flies or something like that, but they showed like the point of view of the flies going around the house, and it was, you know, finding out what the kids were doing and reporting it back to, I would imagine it was like Russia or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But and I remember seeing. After I watched that show, I was like, holy crap, it kind of makes sense now. Flies, they, you know, you look at their eyes, they look like aliens.
Was that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
No, I saw that one. I know that one by name. This was like Flies or Fly Spies. But so I remember after that thinking, oh, God, they do look like aliens. And I'd go to my grandma's house and get her fly swatter, and I would just, I was on guard for, I almost said the F word, for freaking flies, man. Uh-huh. I would kill everyone I seen. It's a spy.
Fly spy.
And now look. Now look at the beluga whales now. They're all working for Russia.
There's a Wikipedia page on military dolphin.
Our military?
Us and Soviets.
God.
Yep. Like, I guess I don't know if Russia has any history of doing this, but when it was the Soviet Union, they did.
That's not bad, though. I mean, the harness that's on this whale, I mean, sure, I'm sure it's not comfortable as not wearing one. But if you can put a camera on a big old fish and protect your border, maybe we don't need a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I like both. Mm-hmm. I want the fish on the wall.
Yeah, okay, so we would need the wall still because there's not a... But still, though.
There's no whales on the
wall. We should weaponize all... I mean, not weaponize them, but like the polar bears.
Yeah.
Give them guns.
I was going to ask, like,
in Mexico,
are you putting just cameras on them? Or are you putting weapons too? And who's going to control it? Because they have people that fly the drones. That's what they do. That's their job.
Now, the dolphins don't have guns.
Like, would you like nor lasers?
Do they have lasers on
lasers.
Them. Lasers. No, they.
Gorillas could shoot guns. I've seen it.
In the Iraq War.
Yeah, I have.
The dolphins. Here's a picture of a dolphin named K-Dog. And he performed, or she performed, mine clearance work in the Persian Gulf during the Iraq War, the one of 03.
He or she.
Yeah.
You're not sexist, even animals.
It.
Maybe they'll weaponize the spider goats making the silk. Turn them loose.
Like, I mean, this isn't a conspiracy theory. Hasn't it been a known thing that somehow we weaponized the weather during Vietnam and made it rain? I mean, or is that just conspiracy theory?
Never heard of it.
It just rains
like
a lot there.
Yeah, but I thought we had something to do with it. All that stuff with the harp and all that. I don't know. I've read too much crap.
Hey, this is funny here. After the fall of the Soviet Union, the Soviet military dolphin program became the Ukrainian Navy's program.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they annexed Crimea, the Ukrainian dolphin thing was taken over by Russia. And then the Ukrainian Navy transferred their military dolphins to Iran. Iran bought the dolphins, and the chief trainer went with them to carry on his research and training in Iran.
What in the hell?
They just keep passing off military dolphins to each other, but everybody wants some military dolphins.
I'd buy one.
I think bears are the way to go as far as a land animal.
Hell
yeah. Right? Bears.
You already scared them anyway.
Yeah.
And then you roll up. Yeah, absolutely.
But maybe something people aren't scared of. Like, maybe it'd be better if you had weaponized deer.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, you could surveillance with squirrels, man. I'm telling you.
Squirrels, they're the sneakiest.
Because you would, you know, if it's their natural habitat, you wouldn't even question it if a deer is walking around, right? But you would if a polar bear with a gun or some gorilla.
Was the whale wanting to defect to America? No. Is that why it was actually it said it escaped. Maybe it was wanting to come over here and marry a girl and then become a citizen.
Maybe.
We don't grant asylum anymore.
That's not even the dolphins?
Not the dolphins.
No beluga here.
Now if you want to apply for asylum, you have to pay for it, the application fee.
You got to fork out your money, buddy.
That's what happened when you closed down SeaWorld. Now they have to be undercover spies now. What else are they going to do?
Well, they got to make a living. They've got little families to feed.
But is that, Paige, you're 9-2, you're both, I won't say activists, but you're really into animals a whole lot. Is that bad?
Yeah.
It is?
Well, I mean, depends on what you're strapping on an animal.
Well, it's not lasers or anything
sexual. If
you're
going to harm the animal, of course I'm against it.
But if it's just a camera?
Would you want to be floating around with a camera attached to you?
I don't want to be
a
whale at all.
I can't say I would care necessarily.
No.
You think it's wrong?
Yes.
People put those GoPros on the dogs, and those are cool videos.
So, people throw cheese slices on their babies' faces now. It's a different world.
That's true.
If it was so right, the whale wouldn't have escaped.
So you think I was right? He's trying to seek asylum.
He wants out.
He's got a periscope in his blowhole.
He was mistreated.
I want to talk to some military guys and ask them, is there a chance, is this something we got to worry about, the weaponizing of animals? And by the way, several people have texted me that I'm drawing the raining thing about Vietnam from the movie Forrest Gump.
I think it did rain a lot. It does still.
And then one day it stopped raining.
It is a jungle out there.
Here's your P1 pick of the day from the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, so what is the thing you were going to tell me about? Do you have another dream? You said, hey, wait till we do Fussin' and have Wonder Boy in. I got something else to tell you. Do you have the dream again, Nine?
No. I haven't had a crazy dream, but...
All right, we'll be back right after this, then.
It's something related to sleep, though. Something that sometimes seems like a dream, but...
You don't do it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Do not. Well, sometimes Thursday. Thursday, like tonight, I got rock concert plans. I'll be out.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Good God.
Sometimes Thursday's the night. There isn't much going on in town tomorrow night, so I'm going to go out and see a show tonight instead.
You know what I heard Jimmy tell somebody yesterday? I hope he doesn't mind me saying this. He said that he can't go. He may have said this on the air. Hell, I don't know. He said, I can't go to 3-day music festivals because I party too hard for that.
Well, that's just the reason I don't want to go to one.
Is that the excuse you use?
Yeah, that's just an excuse.
The main thing is
I don't want to be surrounded by 50,000 sweating people in black shirts for 3 days.
Too hot.
Yeah. Like, oh, great, we're going to sweat in black T-shirts for 3 days. Everybody's going to smell amazing, right?
Do those during the fall. Don't do them during spring and summer.
Yeah.
Do them indoor, matter of fact.
Yeah. Also, don't do them in the middle of nowhere. Also, don't do them in a place that is somehow more of a hole than Darlington.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. So.
Anyway.
Was not about the dream that you've had, but with something with sleep. Okay,
I want to say you've experienced this in the past, Matthew.
Wet dreams?
I had it come back to me just, I don't know, last weekend maybe one night I had this a little bit.
Yeah.
But sleep paralysis.
Oh, I've had that at least 3 or 4 times I know of for sure.
I used to have it all the time as a kid, like all the time.
So where you wake up, your mind wakes up, but you can't move your body for several seconds. I remember one dude...
Seems like it goes on for a while sometimes.
It's like a dream. It sometimes will seem like it, you know, you dreamed all 6 hours, 7 hours you slept, or sometimes it was, you know, a really long dream and you realize, oh, I was only asleep 15 minutes or whatever it was. But, you lay there and it's almost like in the, you know, I say I have that recurring. It's not reoccurring. I've been slaughtered on the internet because I say reoccurring.
But not plum skewered.
It's recurring.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And with a recurring dream, you know, you have it over and over again. So my recurring dream was that when I went to fight, I would throw a punch in my dream and my hands weighed a zillion pounds and I couldn't move them.
Mm-hmm.
But with sleep paralysis, you wake up and you feel as though you can't move.
Yeah, you're laying there trying to open an eye. Maybe it twitches a little bit. You try to move your arm and you just can't move anything.
I'm sure you've answered this before, Google Fingers or... I'm sure we've talked about it on the air before, but what is that? What's the science say about that?
I'm not
sleep paralysis.
Entirely positive, but
I'm gonna Google.
It's been a while since I watched. There's a documentary on Netflix called "The Nightmare" about it.
Okay, so that's the thing you were gonna say.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. I've watched it a while back, but didn't think anything about it since then because I haven't experienced it since I was a kid till, I don't know, a week or so ago. I had just a little bout of it, and I didn't even remember it till the other day. It just came back to me like, oh, crap, I had that the other day. And then there's
Didn't you say you woke up on your couch this morning at 2 o'clock a.m. with your glasses still on, setting up?
Yep, did. I did a lot of work around the house, cutting some grass and stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
It's pretty beat, pretty whooped. And then I was going to sit down and do a little bit of work for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there, and I fell asleep at like 5:30, and I woke up at 2 a.m., sitting there with my glasses still on, the blinds still open.
Mm.
My dog on the couch beside me.
Did you go out last night?
No.
You're going out tonight, though?
Yeah. Of course I didn't go out. I slept from 5:30 till 2. I couldn't have gone out.
Going out tonight?
Sleep driving.
So are we.
Yeah. Pick out every light.
It says here, sleep paralysis. By the way, if you've dealt with any of this stuff, feel free to call in. 1-800-774-0093. Sleep paralysis. 1-800-774-0093. Sleep paralysis is a feeling of being conscious but unable to move. It occurs when a person passes between stages of wakefulness and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
During these transitions, you may be unable to speak, to move, or even do anything for a few seconds up to a few minutes.
Yeah.
Some people say they also feel the pressure of choking.
Oh, no.
They have sleep apnea. I'll go ahead and diagnose that.
I've never had that.
It also says it's a rush of various chemicals that are flushing through your body before your body's ready to move. That sounds like you're just old.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, it's not sleep paralysis. Just call it. I know how my hip's going to feel when that foot hits the floor.
I had sleep paralysis mainly as a kid. That's when it used to happen regularly to me. There's a horror movie on Netflix. It's decent. It's worth watching. It's called Dead Awake, about people who are being basically haunted and killed by this kind of evil entity that haunts people during sleep. Related, and they all suffer from sleep paralysis.
I've had a nightmare where you're kind of like fighting to wake up and you can't get up. Like you can't wake up.
You can't get out of the dream?
No.
That was Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, but it felt like something was holding me down and I couldn't wake up.
See, that's kind of like this Dead Awake movie.
Yeah.
Did you feel the choking sensation like they say some people get?
No, I just couldn't move. Like my body was limp. I couldn't wake up.
Oh, boy.
It sounds like sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
Sounds exactly
that's
like
what
it
was, but I kind of thought it was
some people, this is on Google, some people believe that sleep paralysis is caused by a sleep demon. I guess it's trying to take over your body.
Like that movie Dead Awake, yeah.
During an episode, some may hallucinate, hear, feel, or see things that are not there.
Like,
were those birds really there in my side yard yesterday?
It was in the afternoon. You were awake.
Yeah, it's fine.
What's the paralysis?
Can't move.
You can't move.
Anything at all, like an arm or?
No, you'll be laying there trying. I mean, my thing is always I wind up trying to move my right arm. And it seems like
I try with my shoulders.
You're trying to move it, and this part's limp, so then you try to go with the shoulder, and you just can't move anything because you realize if you could just move your arm, you'd wake up. If you could open your eye, you'd wake up. And usually when I've had it in my life, I wound up just going back to sleep and then waking up a few minutes later.
Can I ask you a personal question, health-related, if I can?
Yes.
Do you wake up with an erection every morning?
No.
No.
Sometimes, but not every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every morning?
Yeah.
But then again,
yeah, I do.
Now that I'm in my 30s, I have the nocturnal emissions more than ever before. That happened a couple weeks ago, too. That happens
dream.
About once a month, yeah. I have that about once a month.
Dang it.
That's very odd.
I know. You think that's something like teenage boys have. I'm 34. I
hope that's not when you sleep naked.
No, dude, usually I have pants on for that. Yep.
Like I'll share this with you. This is how much I care.
Thank God.
And my goodness.
I'd like to almost say something to my doctor about this. Like I'm saying this as an adult about health-related stuff, and no jokes. I wake up with an erection every day, and I wonder if it has anything to do with high blood pressure. And my blood pressure is not high, but I'm a little embarrassed to say to my doctor, hey, I'm waking up like this every day.
That's why you have a doctor to ask questions like that.
Yeah, I know, but
he knows.
It just embarrasses me.
You're so self-conscious, you'd rather die than talk to a doctor?
Yeah, am I going
to
die from boners?
If you're worried about it, ask him.
Priapism.
Let me ask Daniel. He knows a thing or two. Daniel's on line one. Is that the correct way to say it, Paige?
Daniel, yeah.
Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Daniel, you've dealt with sleep paralysis. Well, tell us about it.
When I was younger, there was one time where I tried to wake up, but I couldn't wake up, and I was, like, trying to scream and talk, open my eyes, and then finally when I was able to wake up, it was just like something was on my chest, and then I could just breathe again. But
was it Cleveland
there,
accordion?
You can't do much.
Yeah, go ahead. And you couldn't breathe, so you had the choking sensation.
Yeah.
How many times have you experienced that before, Daniel?
It's only twice, like when I was younger, and then my dad had it happen to him, and my brother had it happen to him.
Good Lord. Is that something that can be hereditary?
I think my dad talked about it.
I heard
it was like a ghost.
That's what I'm saying, dude. The internet says it's a sleep demon. I don't like that.
That's scary.
Nah.
All right, Daniel, I hope you don't have I hope it doesn't happen for a third time. Stay awake. Don't go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. I listen to y'all every day, though, man. Glad I got to talk to y'all.
Well,
for sure.
I appreciate that. I think you just fell asleep at the end of that.
Thank you, man. Have a good day.
Thank you, Daniel.
Want to take another one of these calls?
Yes. Let's go to Rocky in Gastonia. Rocky, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, sir. Sleep paralysis, you've had it?
I've had it before. It was actually crazy. I actually triggered it myself. If you lay on your back, you just relax, don't go to sleep, but close your eyes, and like 30 minutes later, it kicks in.
Right.
It's weird how it works, but when I did it, I can't stop it now from, when it does happen to me. Like when I can see, I can hear something walking around me, but if I can't see anything, I can hear it walking around me. Or no, I said that backwards.
I was about to say.
I can see it, I can't hear it. If I can see it, I can't hear it. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. But I can't move. I'm sitting there trying to scream, trying to do whatever I can to get out of it. And it's like a numbness that eventually goes away.
Wow. And I meant to ask the other guy, Daniel, this, Rocky, but any drinking or anything before you went to sleep? Or is this just a natural?
No, it's just, I guess your body just kind of goes into its own sleep mode in a way.
Sleep mode?
But like y'all are saying, it could be like a sleep demon or some kind of, I don't know. It's weird.
That'd be an awesome band name, too.
Rocky, sleep demon.
Thank you, sir. Spread the word up in Gastonia for us, would you? I'm trying to get the beer up there. I'm trying to break the state lines.
I've heard it's coming soon.
Well, it's been a tough road.
Rise, guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.